Though structured to avoid burdening homeowners with any out-of-pocket costs, property owners haven't exactly been rushing to sign up. Recently, officials had received signed right-of-entry forms from about 1 in 10 of those eligible. Justin Jacobs, a spokesman for the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services, said hazard trees, ones damaged by the fire that may topple, are hampering reconstruction.
Even if you're not necessarily maybe going to rebuild right now on your parcel, it could be affecting your neighbor's parcel or something like that.
The forms allow crews to enter and work on specific properties.
Ultimately, all of this is being done to get people back home.
Similar to debris removal, those not wanting government-contracted crews can hire their own contractors, but signatures are still required for an inspection once the work is done. Jacobs said officials are working to avoid sending trees to the landfill.
We're looking at, you know, potential biomass options right now, what is still able to be put out as grade lumber, what can be chipped, basically looking at alternate forms of use for as much or all of that as possible.
For more information, visit buttecountyrecovers.org and look for private property tree removal. We'll also post a link at our own website, mynspr.org. For North State Public Radio News, I'm Mark Albert.